Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you, and we're so glad that you're with us on this third Sunday in Lent. It is not winter out. We're getting out of it. And we are glad to see all of you today. We want to welcome all of you. We're so glad that you're with us in worship today. And we also want to welcome those that will be tuning in online later this week and listening. And we want to say welcome to our time of worship to you also. A little later on, as we continue moving through our Lenten series on the Lord's Prayer, we will be talking about Jesus and forgiveness and what he has to say about that. So as we begin our service, let us stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship. Let us gather in the sanctuary and worship God. With our lips, let us praise God.
God's steadfast love is better than life.
God has been our help in fearful times.
In your presence, we sing for joy.
Well, let's join together there. You can turn in your hymn books to 227, or you can join on the PowerPoint. Down at the cross, we're going to be singing the first, second, and fourth verse this morning. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory. Let's sing the chorus again. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Gracious God, without your presence, we are dry and weary people with no life. Together, as we lift our voices in worship, bless us and fill us with your Spirit, so we may sing for joy and walk in your abundant life. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we are going to turn to our next hymn, How Great Thou Art, 111. Or you can go along on the PowerPoint there, and we're going to be doing the first and second verse this morning. Again, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. Looks like we have a lot of them this morning. Come on. How's everybody doing? Thank you.
It could be. Sometimes we get gifts, surprising gifts from, how about from grandma and grandpa? Did you get surprising gifts from grandma and grandpa? Yeah, sometimes we do, don't we? Now maybe you say Nana and Papa or Grammy or whatever. There's all kinds of different names we use. Yes. But sometimes it's nice getting gifts, isn't it? You know what the best gift God gave us? What do you think the best gift God gave us? What is the best gift? We always celebrate it at Christmas. What's the best gift that God gave us that we celebrate at Christmas? It's a person. Who would that be? Nobody's going to tell me. Jesus. Jesus. God gave us Jesus. That's what we always celebrate. Yes, we do. I know. That's right. Always, always we get to celebrate Jesus. And you know what else we get to celebrate with Jesus? Is the gift of forgiveness. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask for some truth here. Have you ever fought with your brothers and sisters, brothers or sisters, and your mom or dad or grandma said, you go tell them you're sorry? Has that ever happened? Yep, it has. Now, my sisters and brothers were all older than me, but when my cousins came over, that's who I had to say sorry to. Yes. And why is it that we say sorry? What are we asking for when we say we're sorry? What do you think? It's a word that we call forgiveness. We're asking somebody to forgive us. Maybe you punched them. Or maybe you stole their toy. Or maybe you ran into them and hit their head and made them cry. But it was on accident. I'm sorry. What are you doing when you say that? You're asking them to forgive you. And hopefully they say, it's okay, or I accept your apology, or something like that. Yeah. And what are they doing when they say that? They are saying, it's okay, I forgive you, it's all right. Let's just move on. Okay? And that's what Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer. That's the part up there where it says, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Now, some translations, depending on Luke's version, it says, forgive us our sins when we do something wrong, or we miss the mark. That's what that idea comes across there. Or some, in our translation that we read every Sunday, is forgive us our trespasses. And that means when we fail to do something. So, you know, so sometimes we need to apologize and say I'm sorry when we fail to do something. And that's the best gift that God gives us in Jesus, is forgiveness. That God says we can all be forgiven with Jesus because he's the one that forgives us. Because Jesus was the master forgiver. If you go through and read through the gospel stories, Jesus was always forgiving people. And that was what God always did. And so, remember, we can always say sorry to somebody, and hopefully they'll accept our apology. But we can sometimes, then, as we get older, we can say and ask for God's forgiveness, too. Okay? All right. You can go on downstairs. And it's going to be a busy, lots of kids down there with all our confirmands down there. I think the whole group was down there, so there's like 11 of them down there, plus this group. Lots of them this morning. And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning with us before we go to prayer today. Somebody this morning. Yes.
We have a joy today. Matthew's been put on the
I don't know if everybody heard that, because can you close the door? Because all we can, yes. Thank you. If you didn't hear that, they are sharing a joy today because Matthew has been placed on the list to be promoted to lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. And he's been working hard for that. And I asked them about it, and they said once they're on the list, it's a done deal. So he'll be getting promoted in the future, and we're thankful for that. Someone else, joy or concern? Yes. Yes. Well, there's two things there. So let me give you the two stories. So number one is she passed her latest swallowing test, which was good news. We're thankful for that. But then they also, the latest scan showed some more spots. And so we need to keep Bonnie in our prayers and definitely want to keep her there. She's been on our monthly list for a long time. Do you know anything? Are they talking about doing more treatments or?
Well, she has to wait, I think, a month, and then they're going to do a PET scan, and then
to see if there's anywhere else. Yeah.
What they're going to do for treatment.
Okay. Yes, and I know Dana said there was going to be some waiting, so, but we definitely want to keep Bonnie in our prayers. Somebody else this morning. Yes. Don, okay. So I think we prayed for him last Sunday, didn't we? Yeah. So we want to continue praying for Don this morning. Someone else.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken this morning. We know the Lord knows the unspoken ones. Was there another hand? Yeah. Okay.
So it's a joy to see her, but a concern.
Concern also. So we want to continue praying then for Sheila, as we've been praying for her for several months now. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Unspoken.
We know the Lord knows that. And someone else? Several others I want to mention. We want to remember Ben Wilson. Have you heard? Has there been confirmation if the tumor was?
We have not heard the pathology report yet. He is home. He is getting more and more energy back each day. And Megan and Adam are out with the girls this morning.
Okay. So we prayed for Ben last week. He's the one that had the brain surgery to remove a tumor. The doctor seemed to think it was cancerous, but we still haven't got confirmation on that. So we want to continue praying for Ben for his healing and recovery. Also, we want to remember Levi and Tammy. Levi's got a virus right now, and we want to keep him in our prayers. And Tammy is battling, looks like a rash, it says. I think that's what it says. So we want to remember Tammy this morning. Also, can you help me out? I can't read. Who died? Vicky somebody.
Vicky Pride Focal from Fletcher. Her brother Richard died. And then also, she had knee surgery. And she's had a rough time healing from that.
Okay, I understand now. So Vicky had surgery, and then is it the same last name for the one that passed away?
Richard Burkott.
I hope I say it right in the prayer. So we want to remember that family with the loss of the loved one there, but we want to lift up Vicky as she is recovering from knee surgery. And anybody else then this morning?
Chris,
yes.
Did you mention Mary Bear's daughter, Paula Coon? They had to do emergency appendectomy, and it had ruptured. Mm. And she's really, really sick. It took quite a while to get that all cleaned out, and she's not able to keep down any food or liquid. And
Yeah, so. Yes, yes. And we definitely need to pray for her. She's recovering. Yeah, because that's always very, it can be life-threatening when that happens. So definitely want to keep Paula in our prayers as she's recovering from that appendix and bursting. Yeah.
My sister, do you want to?
Go ahead.
Okay. She had a fall this week, and she didn't break anything, but she was in the ER with a bladder infection, so she's kind of sore and beat up from the fall. And
so we want to keep her, Jill, her name is Jill. We want to remember her in our prayers. And I thought I saw another, yeah, there we go. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And one thing about Facebook is when family gets tagged, I get to see pictures. And so it's always kind of a blessing in that way. Someone else. Yes. Yes, she is. And it was wonderful seeing pictures of her at home celebrating her with her family. I saw another, yeah.
My sister Molly Taylor, she's been out of the hospital.
Okay. What was the first name again?
Lorene
Taylor. Okay. So we want to remember her in our prayers as she's recovering and asking for God's touch upon her. Someone else. I miss anybody else? I thought there was another hand.
Okay.
What?
She had another one. She has another one.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
My sister Sharon. She just had back surgery.
Okay. So we want to remember Sherry and God's touch on her. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah.
The Allen family with the loss of a young man.
Yeah.
Unexpected loss.
That's some good friends of her parents that live down in Florida and lost their grandson. Any others then?
Craig. Keep them praying.
Yes, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, we definitely want to continue to pray for Ukraine and all that's going on there and for peace. And so... there's lots of them again to pray for this morning. And as Linda plays there, I give you a chance to pray quietly in your seats, lift up some of those names, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are just grateful today for the spring weather that we have been receiving and the sunshine and the flowers that are starting to come up and just so much of the nicer weather that we always enjoy. And Lord, we're grateful that we have the chance to partner together to lift up those that are in need today as we think about what is going on in our world, and we think about what's going on with friends and family and people that we know that are facing obstacles and health issues and challenges to their faith, and we just lift up so many of them, and we lift them up, Lord, by name this morning. Lord, we just lift up Don to you this morning. We lift up Bonnie to you this morning. We lift up Levi and Tammy, Lord. We lift up Carla to you. We lift up Sheila this morning. We lift up Ben this morning. We lift up Vicky, Lord. We lift up Paula, Loreen, and Sherry, Lord, this morning. We lift up Jill today, God. And Lord, each one of these that have been mentioned with various health issues, Lord, we just ask for your healing touch for each of them. Lord, some of them are battling cancer and need your healing touch and wisdom and guidance with their doctors and the medicine. God, we just ask for your touch today. Lord, some of them are recovering from surgery or illness or being in the hospital. And Lord, we just ask for strength and faith and healing touch for each of them today. And Lord, we think of the others today that have been mentioned, the Burkett family and the Allen family with the loss of these loved ones. God, we just ask for your comfort and your peace and your grace today for each of those families. God, that you would minister to them as only you can do. And thank you for loved ones and family members that are also such a support during these times. And we just ask that your presence will be real and as we lift them up. Lord, we continue to pray for what is going on in our world today. We especially lift up what is happening there between Russia and Ukraine. And Lord, we especially lift up the Ukrainian people that are losing homes and hospitals and schools and everything else through all of this, God. We just ask for your grace and your strength and your comfort. We thank you for men and women that serve you, Lord. May they be a strong example of love and faith and prayer during this time to support friends and family and neighbors, Lord, to be a light in the midst of this darkness that's happening right now. We continue to pray for a peaceful resolve and resolution to this this conflict and war that's going on there, and that both sides would be willing to make amends to solve this and get it resolved. And we just ask for your guidance and your direction and wisdom. And Lord, we just continue to pray for other places around the world. We know where similar things are happening, where there's war and civil war and fighting and exploitation and so much that goes on. God, we just pray for your grace and your peace, faith. We continue to lift up leaders. We continue to lift up countries that are still battling COVID real bad, Lord. And we continue to pray for our own nation, our own leaders nationally and statewide and locally in our own communities, God, that you'll continue to give wisdom and guidance and direction through all the things that we're facing right now. And Lord, thank you that you are the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. So we lift up each of these as we have prayed and joined together, asking that you would make a way for them. And we ask your continued blessing upon the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage us and speak to us and send us forth in faith and hope as we go forth to be your lights in our world. As we thank you for these things now, as we ask them in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Well, thank you for joining with us and praying. You know, when you're going through something and you feel all alone, to know that there are people praying for you and a whole community of faith praying for you, I think it makes a world of a difference. And so thank you again. Well, we have the opportunity this morning to worship the Lord with our giving. And as our ushers prepare this morning, we want to thank you for your faithfulness and say to each of you, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, thank you for all the blessings we have received from your hand. Multiply our gifts that others may know your goodness. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from a couple passages here. We'll begin with our Matthew passage once again, as we've been reading each week there from the Sermon on the Mount, dealing with the Lord's Prayer. And so we'll begin there with Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to be reading verses 9 through 11. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And then we're going to be reading the Lucan version of the prayer of forgiveness part of the Lord's Prayer. And then we'll look at another passage from Matthew. Luke chapter 11, verse 4. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And then Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 22. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Should I forgive as many as seven times? Jesus said, not just seven times, but rather as many as 77 times. That is God's word for us. And I pray that God, It's one of those mornings I'm forgetting here what I'm supposed to be saying this morning. So the Lord's blessing to the reading of his word this morning. And we're going to begin. So let me begin here by talking to you about a doctor and a lawyer and a little boy and a priest who were out for a Sunday afternoon flight on a small private plane. Suddenly, the plane developed engine trouble. In spite of the best efforts of the pilot, the plane started to go down. Finally, the pilot grabbed a parachute, yelled to the passengers that they had better jump, and then he bailed out. Well, unfortunately, there were only three parachutes remaining. The doctor grabbed one and said, I'm a doctor, I save lives, so I must live. So he jumped out. The lawyer then said, I'm a lawyer, and lawyers are the smartest people in the world. I deserve to live. So he grabbed a parachute and jumped. The priest looked at the little boy and said, my son, I have lived a long and full life. You are young and have your whole life ahead of you. Take the last parachute and live in peace. The little boy handed the parachute back to the priest and said, not to worry, father. The smartest man in the world just jumped off with my backpack. Maybe Aaron will listen to that this week. If you don't know, Aaron is a lawyer in Columbus, so. So we're going to continue on with our series on the Lord's Prayer, Forgive Us Our. I came across an interesting poem this week. I've never seen it before. I happened to be reading through something in my research this week, and the author that was happened to be talking about the Lord's Prayer shared this poem out of the American magazine back in 2007, written by Annie Fleming. And it's entitled, the poem is entitled, I Chew. See if this sounds familiar to you. I chew about this. I chew about that. I chew about them. And that chewing, all that chewing, I'm still not satisfied. I'm still not full. I chew some more. I chew about what they do. I chew about what they don't do. I chew, and in the end, I have discovered that I have eaten away the best part of my life, chewing. That kind of spoke to me. I don't know if it does to you, but I know I have chewed about things and situations and people in my life before. And I sometimes find that when we do that, we are really wasting the best part of our lives. I have met people in the years that I have pastored who couldn't pray the Lord's Prayer, or they couldn't take communion in the service because they had been chewing too much. Their mind was stuck on something that had happened to them, or a grudge, or a pent-up hurt, or something of that nature. And we've all faced those at one time or another in our lives. It's interesting, I had checked out when I began this series at the Troy Library, Pope Francis's little book on the Lord's Prayer. And he's had some really interesting insights. I've shared a few of them while going through this series. But when I turned to what he had to say this week, the very first sentence under this topic or this part of the prayer was this. This part is where the family comes into play. And I thought about that for a minute, and he went on to say, where do we learn to practice forgiveness? In our families. That's where it begins. That's where it happens every day in our own lives, and it's where it gets extended out into other parts of our lives. And forgiveness and mercy lie at the very heart of the Lord's Prayer. In fact, they lie at the very heart of our faith, as I was sharing a little bit with the kids there. In fact, to be a Christian is to be a people that have received God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ and then extend that forgiveness to others. So if the Lord's Prayer is about receiving forgiveness and then giving it, what does that say or mean for us today? And that's what we're going to just spend a few moments looking at here. And like always, I want to talk about two things that I want us to kind of focus on. First of all, the need for forgiveness this morning. The need for forgiveness. The Lord's Prayer reminds us that forgiveness is an essential provision of our lives. You know, we looked at last Sunday, give us this day our daily bread. And we talked about how bread representing food, our sustenance, our needs is something that we have to daily live in our lives. And on the other side of the coin, so to speak, if that's the physical side, then on the other side of the coin is the spiritual side of our lives. And that is that's that part of our lives where we need not only God's forgiveness, but we also have to be able to forgive others. Because just like bread, forgiveness is an ongoing need in our lives. Each day, we accumulate junk. We accumulate dirt. We accumulate stuff that can build up in our lives, build up in our minds, build up in our spirits and souls and our emotions and in our memories and all of these things. And every day we need to take the time to pray the Lord's Prayer and allow God's grace to wash us and cleanse us and restore joy to our hearts. Because what happens is when all that junk and gunk and everything else builds up in us, it starts to steal away and peck away at the joy that God always wanted us to have. And I know that this is real. You know what I'm talking about because I live it every day. We all live there and know what this is all about. Because when we pray, forgive us our, we are releasing or we release our failures and that junk and everything else to God. We let go of it. We say, God, take it. And we release it all to God. The junk that maybe we've experienced, that we've allowed to come into our lives, or maybe what someone else has done to us. And you know what's so great about giving it to God? It's because God tells us through the psalmist that when God takes all those things, God casts it into the deep as far as the east is from the west and remembers it no more. And every time I hear that passage spoken, I am always reminded of this. Jason, are you forgetting it? Are you still holding on to it? Now, I know sometimes things just don't disappear that easy in our minds and in our lives. I mean, I know where we're at. I've been there. You've been there. And there's something about being able to release those things and giving them to God. I find it interesting that the three ways that the Lord's Prayer is prayed when we come to this part. You probably grew up, it depends on the tradition. I remember the first time I went to my aunt and uncle's church, I was maybe a kid, and they go to a Lutheran church. And they pray the Lord's Prayer just a little bit differently than what we do. And not only that, but they add another word at the very end, forever and ever, amen, at the end of their prayer. And they're always just a little bit different. Like we read the passage from Luke, where it says, forgive us our sins. And I talked to the kids. I don't know if they fully understood that. I probably should have explained myself a little bit better with them. But the word in the New Testament for sin is missing the mark. I don't know if anybody target shoots with a gun or a bow or any of that, you know, with a rifle or whatever, you like to target shoot. And if you're one of those that's always missing the mark, well, that's the idea that comes across there. And Luke draws on that and expands that and says, let's ask for when we miss the mark with God. Debts is another one. What's debts mean? Well, it's similar to the idea of we think of debts today. We fail in our obligation. I mean, if we don't pay off our debts, guess who's going to come calling on us? You know, well, it's probably more like this is going to keep going off and somebody's going to bug us or whatever. I remember one time, I don't mean this in a bragging way, but I think my dad ingrained this in me. You pay your bills, you don't get behind on your stuff. So they called you. And somehow somebody got a hold of my number once and started calling me, and it was one of those collection agencies. And finally I answered, and they said, is so-and-so there? And I said, no, I don't even know who that is. And you know how collection agencies are. They are relentless at nagging and bugging people. And I had to convince them that I was not who they were saying I was. No, I'm so-and-so, and I live here, and I've lived here for whatever, and I've had this number for so long. And finally, they quit calling. But that is the idea behind debts, is that our obligations to God, our failure in our obligation to God and others, and that's based on both Luke and Matthew, and comes down through the Westminster Catechism. Many people have gone through that. While trespasses means the failure to do the right thing. That's what we pray every Sunday. The failure to do the right thing. And that comes through the Book of Common Prayer. And that's why the difference is a little bit there. But here's my point. Why did I take a moment to just explain that? Because of this. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, whichever way we pray it, we are releasing all of those things to God. Release it all. Let go of it all. Don't hang on to it. And not only do we need bread for life, but we also need God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness. The need for forgiveness. The second thing then goes with the second part. Giving forgiveness to others. Giving forgiveness to others. A couple things I want to say about this. And I don't know if you've ever looked at it this way, but when you read what they say there, what's written, how Jesus conveys that, whether we're saying sins or trespasses or debts, it has this idea of as we forgive our debtors, or as we forgive those who sin against us, or as we forgive those who trespass against us. And the idea here I want you to see is this. Forgiving others is an act of gratitude for God's forgiveness in our life. If we would have read down a little bit further after Jesus answered Peter's question, how many times should I forgive someone? 7 times? And Jesus said 77 times. If we would have read down, there's a story that Jesus shares about an owner who forgave the debt of one of his workers. And right after the owner forgives the debt of one of the workers, that worker goes off and has a person who owes him something thrown into jail. And Jesus uses that illustration to say, no, that guy that's debt was forgiven by the owner forgot what it meant to be forgiven. And that's the point I think Jesus is trying to make, is forgiving others is an act of gratitude. Why do we forgive God? Why do we forgive others? Because God has given us the gift of forgiveness. He's given each one of us that. And here's what I want you to see. By forgiving us, God, God is not letting sin have the last word in our lives. And when we forgive someone else, we are not letting their wrong have the last word in their life and in our lives. In other words, let's say it this way, if we can look at it a little bit different. Forgiving others is our refusal to be the victim of the ongoing wheel of injustice. Listen, we all know we're always going to face hurt. We're always going to be facing some kind of an offense where we take offense to somebody that said something to us or whatever. We're going to be hurt. We're going to experience pain. Now, here's the thing. We're not denying the pain or the hurt. Because sometimes it can be real. And it can affect us in every aspect of our lives. Mentally, emotionally, physically. Hurts can do that. But here's what I want you to see. Jesus is inviting us to throw a monkey wrench into that. You know what a monkey wrench is? It messes everything up and stops everything up. Jesus is inviting us to throw a monkey wrench into that entire system of hurt and retaliation. And what he wants us to do is we name the hurt, we say it's real, we go talk to people sometimes, we confess things to God, we try to make things right because we're wanting to turn those things around so that we can be victors rather than victims. And that's why we are called to forgive. Let me just paint the picture this way. And I'm using this image from Kolostas War. He's a bishop in the Orthodox Church. And he describes forgiveness in this way. Listen to what he says. Quote, forgiveness means release from a prison in which all doors are locked on the inside. Do you get the picture? I hope you do. When I read that, I thought, that's so powerful. Let me read it again. Forgiveness means release from a prison in which all doors are locked on the inside. In other words, it's up to us. We're on the inside. We're in the prison. And by giving our failures to God and forgiving others, we release ourselves from inside our own prisons. We are the only ones who can unlock those doors. We can't blame others. We can't even blame God for what we're going through. Here's the thing. It's time to stop chewing and release it, them, whatever, whoever, to God, and release and give it up. Forgive us our sins, trespasses, debts, as we forgive our debtors. I'm thankful for God's forgiveness this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments as we're reflecting on all of that. I know it is. And share a little bit with some, say hi to a few, and then we'll go ahead and close out there with our hymn there, God is so good, our little chorus there this morning. 116, if you want to go along with the hymn book, or we'll just sing the first and third verse there as we close out this morning. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. Let's sing that first part again. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. We have experienced God's forgiveness and grace. May we walk in God's forgiveness every day, for the wellspring of God's grace will never run dry. Amen. Thank you.